on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. Visit ondeck.com.au.
Will there be a little tear in his eye?
No.
He's probably shed a few tears this year anyway. It's been a pretty tough one for Parramatta, but he's a good man and he joins us on the line, Tim Manor. G'day, Tim.
G'day, boys. Good morning.
Hey, mate, the last game, eh?
Yeah, last one before I knock it down. Yep.
Will there be a tear?
We've had some, a lot of good times there, but, I think what's coming is going to be more exciting. It's going to be exactly. New silly there that, we can get excited about. So it's a bit bittersweet, I guess.
Yeah, it's is it any sort of motivation for the weekend, Tim?
Oh, I think it is. I think we've had a season that we've, as much turmoil as it's been, it's been one that we kind of look back on with a bit of pride, and I think it'll be a great way to kind of finish off our time at this stadium by having a really good performance and having a good win. So it's definitely a game we want to go out with on a good night at this stadium, and a good chance for us to do it on Monday night.
Look, I just want to confirm, the stadium is to be demolished and rebuilt at a cost of over $300 million.
Oh.
So it's not like just a little refurb, is it, Tim? It's a whole It's a whole shebang goes and a new one comes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be huge for the city. So, like I said, as bitter as it is to lose the memories and, to say goodbye to a place we've had so many good times, that's also, exciting times for the club and for the city moving forward.
Tim, can I ask how on earth you've got through the season?
Mate, I've said this before. It's actually, it sounds weird, but it hasn't been as hard as it seems. We've got a really good crew at the club, coaching staff and playing squad that have really made this season seem a lot easier than it could have been. I've got to say, a lot of the credit has to go to the boys that we have at the place and the way that they've handled themselves as well. It's made it easy for, people like myself to get through the year.
Yeah, look, I can't imagine how tough it must have been a few times for you yourself as a leading player and Brad Arthur, the coach. Can I ask you, mate, as that leading player, and someone who I admire the way you handle yourself and have done for a long time, mate, but when someone like a Corey Norman is mucking up and he's your junior player, do you jump in and try and sort him out?
Yeah, I think that's our role as senior players, not just me, but all senior players in the squad. We've got a role to just to make sure we keep everyone on track. And, the thing about Normie is, as much as he's got himself in a bit of hot water this year, he's actually a good kid and he's not a bad person.
Yes.
And it makes it easier to deal with it, but at the same time, it's hard because, on one hand, you love him and you love the guys in the team, and at the same time, you've got to have your discipline hat on as well sometimes. So it is a role that is a bit tricky, but at the same time, it's a job we have to do, and it's just part of the role, I guess.
It's a bit like you learn with as a parent. That's called tough love, I think, Tim. I think it's terrific news for the Parramatta Eels that Corey Norman has re-signed. The only thing for me, Tim, would be he'd want to convince me that, he doesn't want to be a bad boy. You don't want that tag, that you want to be you just want to play your best footy, but you want to be a good person as well.
Yeah, I think if anything, this last few months have been a good lesson for him. I've seen him grow up a lot as well. But, he's just someone that is, learning lessons on their own. It's a lot more public than most people's lessons as well. So, hopefully, it could be good things for him. And I think, the fact that this season, it almost turns into a bit of a write-off. So if there was a year that he was going to miss games and learn lessons, this was definitely the year to do it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of solidarity moving forward. I think you've just increased your contract by another 2 years. Obviously, Corey signing, Brad Arthur's signed on again as coach, mate. There's some nice solidarity running into next year.
Yeah, and I think that's been the light at the end of the tunnel. I think the group we have and the direction we're heading in. There were some times from the outside that it would have looked a bit messy and looked a bit of a shambles from the outside, but we never lost our sight on what we have and where we're going. I think that's really what helped us get through some of the tougher times.
Yeah, no doubt about that, mate. The Dragons have always been traditional foes for Parramatta, and at this time of year, everyone's looking to finish on a positive. And you made such a great start last week against Canberra. I imagine you'd be disappointed to let that slip by.
Yeah, I think last week was more disappointing than anything. I think the pleasing part is the belief we have in the team, and we know that we can really match it with any team in the comp. But the disappointing part was, you know, we just didn't get the job done. And, you know, we want to make sure that we learn our lessons from that game and make sure we get the job done this week. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to do it and finish on a good night at the stadium.
What about your ex-good mate?
my former mate.
Your former mate, Jared. Hey? What did he do, mate? He turned his back on you.
Oh, mate, like I said all along, I was asked a lot of questions in the lead-up to it. I said, mate, it's a business and you've got to look after yourself and do it for him.
Yeah.
He's done that.
I think we all understand that.
It was a hard decision.
Yeah,
we all understand that, mate. Look, you've had some good... What's your best memory there at Parramatta? At that particular ground, sorry, before it goes. The ground stays, it's just the stands that are going.
Yeah, we had some... obviously, we trained there so many years and... but my favourite memories, I guess, would probably be, I played against my brother Johnny there one NRL game, which was the only time we played against each other. And then we had the first Johnny Manor Cup there, which was also a good memory. So things like that stand out. But, you know, there's a lot of good times there and a lot of times we're going to miss.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, hopefully we can get, you know, like a packed house. That'll be unreal because the fans have been through just as much as we have this year and they've really stuck solid. So if they can come out, hopefully it can be a really special night come Monday.
Good on you, Tim. Well, we wish you well this weekend, mate, and the last two rounds of the season. Solid finish.
Thanks, likewise. Appreciate it.
Well done. Tim Manor.